Kylie Kingsbury, the homeless outreach coordinator for the Spokane Regional Health District, said 184 vaccines had been given at homeless shelters since the end of January.
We've seen so many people who are very excited about getting the vaccine. At a couple of our clinics, people decided to get their first vaccine ever, which was the COVID-19 vaccine, which I think is really, really exciting for us.
Shelters are congregate settings, which means they're an environment where COVID-19 can easily spread. Kingsbury said local shelters have been taking precautions the entire pandemic, and the system didn't see an outbreak of the coronavirus until September. She said if there was a serious outbreak in a shelter, it could be dangerous for residents, many of whom have underlying health conditions and don't have access to medical care. She said the district has focused its efforts on shelters that have the highest proportion of people 65 and older who are currently eligible for the vaccine. The House of Charity has the highest proportion. The health district is a little more than a week away from distributing the second dose of the vaccine. She said the district has been partnering with homeless shelters to help those who got the first dose keep track of the date when they should get the second.
Providers and clients in shelters are really excited that this is kind of a turning point. It's the very beginning where you can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
She said people who got both doses won't be fully protected for a few weeks, but it's a step towards protecting some of the most vulnerable people in the community. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.